Jacaranda Newswatch traffic in 90 seconds.
There are still issues on the highways of Johannesburg. There's a crash on the N1 Western Bypass near Albertina Sisulu. It's very busy through that stretch. The entire highway is still a bit slow coming down from Malibongwe at the moment. There's a very serious accident out on Malibongwe near Cosmo City Mall. It's affecting traffic through Cosmo City and Kaya Sands in both directions at the moment. On the Mike 1 northbound, there's a crash just before the Woodmead Drive off-ramp slow from Marlborough. There's also a crash at the intersection at Grayston and Catherine. As you can imagine, that's going well. Then on the Mike 1 southbound, double-decker section has roadworks near Smith Street at the moment, slow from just after Killarney Bend and the Houghton Drive off-ramp. There's also a crash on the N3, southbound just south of Galulis at the moment, and then another one down by Van Buren, so that is going to be a bit slow. There's also a crash on the Mike 2 getting into the Geldenhuys interchange, a bit slow coming from the R24 onto the N12 as well, and the stretch on the N3 between Buccleuch and Marlborough, both directions, is still busy because of roadworks. Then looking around, crash on the N12 heading out towards the R21, not causing too much trouble at this stage. Happy to tell you that the N17 finally looking a bit better, but it is still a bit slow from the R21 out towards Carnival City at the moment. Reading interchange southbound has calmed itself down, and there is still a crash on the N12 with the south side of town coming from Southgate Mall across to the N1.
Bus stadig steeds op die N1 Noord tussen die Buccleuch-Wisselaar en die Olifantsfonteinweg afrit, en dan word het baie beter in Midrand area. Jy kan ook vertragings verwag vir die padwerk op die N4 Oos in Pretoria, net voor en net na die Donkerhoek afrit. Daar is ook stadige verkeer in die Attridgeville area, en dit is op WF Nkomostraat in Pretoria. Die volgende verkeersbulletin is morgenoggend met Felicity Rieken op Breakfast with Martin Bester.
The Varsity Esports Finals are coming to Rage Expo, where the strongest university teams in the country are going to be battling it out for esports glory, campus pride, and their share of 90,000 rand in prize money. So catch the action, feel the hype, and back your Varsity as they fight for the title of South Africa's top esports university. It's on from the 5th to the 7th of December at Four Ways Mall if you want to get along, or you can stay tuned, follow the journey, and discover more at varsityesports.co.za. Varsity Esports is proudly brought to you by FNB, DSTV Stream, Adidas, Doritos, Red Bull and Jacaranda FM, your number one feel good station. That also wraps up the show from